Saturday, April 24, 2021, 6:39 a.m. Today I woke up kind of late. I woke up at around 4:39, I think it was. And so I've been scrambling to get out here and paint and get the stuff done that I need to get done before I start painting. And I'm working on my panel that I've been working on here for the past month or so, maybe more. And things just work really well. And like I said, that I'm always seeing stuff that I need to rework, which gets me closer to where it should be each time you rework something. I kind of do a glazing method, you know, at one point. When I first start the image, I kind of like do stuff and I'll sand it down radically and then redraw stuff and then repaint stuff. And at one point I settle down on the pigments that that I want in a certain area, and I kind of keep glazing it to get it to go somewhere. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working on the left-hand wall of this image. And let's see. Saturday, so I don't have much to do today. I am going to water the garden a little bit later this morning, just because I'm not going to do any watering tomorrow, and it's an every other day thing. I have to water every day for the time being, because I put seeds in the ground for my okra, and those have to stay wet for days on end before they start to sprout. So let's see what else. I don't think we're going to do anything today. I don't think we have to go anywhere. So I'm going to try to paint. I don't like walking on weekends because it just gets too crowded out there. You know, and I worry about the type of people you run into. Where I walk now, I just walk in the neighborhoods. I don't walk down by the river anymore, or I haven't been, because it gets pretty crowded even during the weekday, you know. And though in the neighborhoods, it's nice. You get to see everybody's front yard. They got pretty landscaping in my neighborhood and beyond. It's quiet. There's lots of hills, so you can, you know, exert yourself when you need to. Down by the river, everything's pretty much flat. You know, the getting down there and coming back is the uphill challenge, but there's not much of that. It's just one giant uphill. If you go walking through the neighborhood east of the Fair Oaks Village, there's streets that go up and down all the time. And it's kind of nice. So, let's see. Yeah, there's some kind of big drainage project down east of Hill Street and all the way down to Capitola. There's this pipeline contractor that's doing something, and I walked down there to try to see at the end of Capitola to see what's going on, and I couldn't really see what they were doing. And I guess I don't know how they're making the pipeline, because there's no giant trench. I expected to see a giant trench with them putting stuff in there, but I didn't see that. So maybe they're just fixing something. I don't know. It has something to do with some pump station that's there. So it may be sewage. Yeah, I guess it could be, because they're like those red ceramic type pipes that they're using, and that's usually sewage, I think. So it's probably that. But I also, I see these big drainage pipes, huge, like maybe 4 feet in diameter, with the ribs on them, something like you would probably, a smaller version you'd put in your underneath the ground in your landscaping at home. They're not long pieces. I think they're just pieces just to keep, you know, to be used as, what do they call it? Shoring, to keep the dirt from falling into, whatever pit they've dug. And, that's one part of my experience as being a splicer, is that, when I first became a splicer, I was on the direct buried crew. That is, all the telephone utilities were directly buried into the ground. They weren't, they didn't put a bunch of conduit in the ground and then we pulled it into the conduit after it was buried up and stuff. This is where they actually dug trenches. They laid the cable in the ground. We came down. The splicers came back, and we spliced all these cables up where they needed to be spliced up at, and then they buried everything up. So, but there were times when we had to go back and redo something, so we had to have stuff dug up, splice pits made where the splices were marked, and we had these electronic markers in these plastic disc-like things, and now they're actually smaller now, but you put this on top of the splice, you bury it, I bury the splice a little bit by a few inches, then you put it on top of that where the splice is, and then close up all the trenches and stuff. And then subdivision comes in, they cover everything up and bury everything and put this road down and put the sidewalks up. And you come back and you have to, something that the engineer wants changed or whatever, you come back and you can actually locate where that particular splice is under the ground using some electronic device to, it's like a metal detector. But it's not a metal detector. It only detects that particular little marker. And so you can locate it, have the contractors dig up a splice pit. And at one point, if a splice pit gets too deep, I think it's like it's over 4 feet or something like that, they have to shore it up to keep the walls from falling in on the person, which could possibly kill them. And I've been in splice pits a good 8 feet down, and I think the contractors did shore that one up, but I've been some in like 5-6 feet, and you know, they didn't shore them up. The ground was pretty solid. It was nice hard clay and dry, and nothing was gonna fall off, and you know, you just jump down there and get what you need to get done and get out, and they fill it back up. So, yeah, it's, you know, I guess, you know, and the funny thing is the AT&T motto is there's no job so important, no service so urgent that we cannot take time to perform our work safely. And, okay, I felt I was safe enough. Like I said, the ground was dry, it was hard, and pretty darn solid, you know. There's no way that was, unless maybe there was an earthquake, I guess. But that wasn't. I didn't really think there was going to be, the chances of there being an earthquake was going to be real slim. That anyway, earthquake that would actually cave that in was going to be real slim. So anyway, where was I going? Oh yeah, so I was looking at what they were doing down there, and I couldn't see anything. So it's probably just they may have bored under the ground to redo the sewage, and it was Sacramento County that was contracting these guys to do that, and so it was I'm kind of interested when I see stuff like that, and I walked down to the end of Capitola, which is a dead end going east. And I never go down that way because it's a dead end. There's no reason to. But I walked back there, and oh, that's beautiful back there. You know, I'd love to live back there. That's nice and secluded, you know, and kind of wide open street, which is nice. You know, it's not crowded and closed in like some subdivisions are. You know, you step, you know, you can hear your neighbor three houses down on the other side of the street yelling or dogs barking and stuff. And it's like, eh. Or see them when, you know, when they go to work and they see you. You know, you can't step out in your front yard without somebody seeing you, and you have to wave, eh, hi. That was my dream at one point back in the early 90s, is to move out into the country and not have, you know, have neighbors and stuff. But when you wave at your neighbors next door and you know, you wave and say hi. They don't say hi back because they can't see you. They're that far away. And we did find one place like that, but it was really too remote. There was no electricity out there. There was no phone out there, and so that was going to be a problem. But it was 60 acres of nice land too. A road went through there, going, I guess, beyond the property to some other property. So I guess that road was would have been oh, I wonder if it's in existence now. I don't know, but anyway, so the property before that, you had to drive through it on that road, same road, to get to the property we looked at. And there's a house on the property that we looked at, and it was a solar house, and it was big. It was kind of nice. We walked in there. The shower was the bathroom was kind of weird because it had this big window facing this wall, this hill going up the side of the property. And yeah, you know, unless somebody was standing on the other side of the window, they're not going to see you. There's no way your neighbors are going to see you or anything like that. So, but it's still, you know, it's a little unnerving to have such a big window in where the shower is. And and actually, it was a phone person that I'm pretty sure I knew who this guy was because for some reason we saw the pictures. And I said, I know that guy. He was an old guy that was a splicer at one point, or a lineman. I can't remember what in the yard that it was in. And somebody was selling it. Maybe he had died already. I don't know. But somebody was selling the property and probably his relatives and stuff because they didn't want to live out there. Who does? But yeah, so the solar was not really maintained that well. But anyway, so but somebody had bought that already the next day, so we didn't even get a chance to even bid on it. And but that would have been kind of nice. But it would have been a struggle for sure. I don't know how anybody would reach me if I didn't have any phone. I'd have to pay for that to get the phone out there. I wonder how it would be the closest place to get phone. Anyway, that so the property before that property that we had to drive through, it was some rich people, man. They had this big giant horse barn, a nice two-story house, you know, brand new trucks and vehicles all over the place, a big corral for riding their horses in. They had all these giant solar panels on top of the horse barn so that, you know, they can collect the energy. And that must have been kind of nice. I wonder what they did for phone though. Yeah, but that was kind of way out in the middle of nowhere, and you know, at one point you realize, yeah, you can't live out there because, you know, at one point you're going to need a doctor real bad, and then if you end up in the hospital, who's ever living out there has to go all the way home to, out in the middle of nowhere as you stay in the hospital. That you know, I couldn't imagine that happening to Margaret, with me being in the hospital for my surgery. So it's just as well. We live here in Fair Oaks. It's kind of nice. It's not too bad. Margaret has had a chance to have some animals, and you know, something she'd always wanted growing up, and so she's got them. But anyway, let me get back to painting. I'm wasting time here talking. So have a good one. 8:08 a.m. Okay, I'm not done painting yet, but I did go outside and dealt with some yard chores, and boy, it's overcast today and kind of cold, so it's a good day to to paint because I don't really want to be out in the cold. So yeah, colors are getting richer in the painting, so that means something's working somewhere along the line. And anyway, so let me get back to painting here. 10:12 a.m. Okay, still working, still painting. I know I talked about the figure's arm, right and left arm. One's looked a little bigger than the other, and I was either going to make the other arm bigger or make the other one smaller. Well, I ended up making the other one smaller. So that's her left, our right. The arm on the right for us, I squished down a little bit, and yeah, about a quarter inch it looked like. Take a better look here. Yeah, about a quarter inch. Wow. And you know, the funny thing is, it still looks a little big. And that's, you know, that's what's weird is that the forearm, her right forearm looks long. That's what it is. The right forearm looks long and her left upper arm looks long. So, what am I doing here? I don't want to, I really don't want to change it because it seems to work. So I'll leave that. I don't have a problem with that. But it does seem to work pretty good. It throws everything off, which is, everything's thrown off anyway in perspective. And that's what makes the painting work, is that there is no real perspective on this. It's all just jumbled, and it just bends the perspective throughout the whole image. So that's what that is. Well, let me end this because I really don't want to talk anymore today. See ya.